Sometimes, Bill, you know, we can go, well, you know, my recovery's, it's okay. It's a life or death deal.
It is life or death.
And we lost 7 guys in the last couple of years where we do volunteer work. And it's shocking to me every time somebody dies. I guess there's that built-in delusion denial for me, even though I've been around a while, that, that doesn't happen. It does happen. And it happens a lot. And it's final when it does.
George, you know, I look at the life of Paul when he talks about, you know, sort of the evolution of a believer in his life when he said in 1 Corinthians 15 that he considered himself the least of the apostles, who's not even really worthy to be called an apostle. And then a couple of years later in Ephesians 3, he talks about, you know, I am less than the least of the Lord's people. And by the, you know, later in his life in 1 Timothy 1:10, he says, okay, here's a trustworthy saying. Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. And you look at how he started off having a little bit of game to the, you know, end of his life when he was saying, I am the worst of sinners. And I start to see this in Easton's testimony when he talked about the arrogance and the pride, and this is the stuff I'm going to do, and I have entitlement. And I got a lot of game and a lot of swagger. And all of a sudden, as you grow in your faith with Christ, you're starting to see less of you and more of him. And now you are in a place of surrender and service. Is that right?
I try to be, but, you know, I fall daily.
We're all fighting it, trust me. You
right.
Know, yeah, but the whole transition of seeing less of you and more of him is the goal of, I would think, of any person mentoring someone who's struggling with an addiction.
Yeah, I like what you said at the beginning, George. I think the whole purpose of the 12 steps is to bring you closer to God. And that is where recovery comes from. It's not a human effort.